From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush has pledged to do more about controlling climate change, but it's still not clear the U.S. is any closer to adopting a national plan to cut greenhouse gases. Congress is not likely to pass a national plan this year, and now some states say they're tired of waiting. NPR's Martin Costi has the story from Seattle.
And that's why things are absolutely crawling from Lake City way down to the Ship Canal, and that takes care of I-5 in the southbound direction.
Welcome to Arnold Schwarzenegger's Hydrogen Highway, where clean cars dribble nothing but distilled water from their tailpipes. Okay, not really. Schwarzenegger's grand vision of hydrogen filling stations from San Diego clear up to Vancouver is still at least a couple decades off. The reality is I-5, the big West Coast freeway on which I'm currently fighting traffic, is still bumper-to-bumper greenhouse gases. Schwarzenegger still talks about hydrogen, but these days the governator is pushing what may be a more achievable plan.
And I tell you, it is great to be back again in Vancouver.
Here he is just a couple of weeks ago, up on the northern end of this freeway.
When I said during my movie promotion that I'll be back, that it would be as governor of the great state of California, that I didn't know. So it is great to be here as governor.
Schwarzenegger's been taking his show on the road lately, going all around the West and signing up governors and, in this case, one premier for something he calls the Western Regional Climate Action Initiative. British Columbia, California, Washington, Oregon, Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah are all on board. They've agreed to create a kind of regional Kyoto Protocol, a plan to cut greenhouse gases in the West. A similar group has already formed on the East Coast. It's a region-by-region approach, and it has its critics.
The important thing to remember about global climate change is that first word, global.
Robert Stavins directs the Environmental Economics Program at Harvard. He says state laws cutting global warming gases are, in his words, a political sleight of hand.
There will be actions that will be taken if they follow through on it. But those benefits are going to be spread worldwide. The benefits are not going to be received by the people of California who will be incurring the cost.
In other words, these Western states are volunteering to spend a lot of their own money doing something that'll probably help the rest of the planet more than it'll help them. It sounds awfully noble, but there's also some self-interest at work here. Staven says if the states get their plan up and running soon, they may avoid getting stuck with a national plan that they don't like.
It's possible that the federal government then will feel at that point what they need to do is to weave the programs together, and rather than building the better mousetrap from the ground up, they're going to be forced to cobble these programs together in ways that are less than desirable.
Congress is already showing some signs of pushback. A bill in the House would prohibit California and its allied states from setting their own carbon emission standards for cars. As you can guess just by looking at the situation here on I-5, traffic is the biggest source of greenhouse gases on the West Coast, and the states would rather be the ones regulating what comes out of all these tailpipes. Some members of Congress also don't like the way the West Coast policies have targeted so-called dirty electricity, especially power generated from coal, which is mined in other states.
Martin.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Janice and Deere. Come on in.
Thanks, sorry for being late.
Oh, it's okay. I've driven the freeway. I know.
After an hour and a half on I-5, I finally get to where I'm going, the Washington State Department of Ecology. Janice Adair is the coordinator of the state's participation in the Western Climate Change Group. She readily admits that Washington State is going along with California and the others in part to have more influence on the future national plan. But what if there's never a national plan?
If we worked together as a collective of states, yes, I think we could make tremendous difference. I think it's more complicated not having the federal overlay, but it's not impossible.
The Western states say they'll set their carbon-cutting goal this summer, and then they'll start negotiating their methods, whether it'll be a regional fuel standard, a carbon tax, or maybe even a pollution trading system. They want their plan ready by next summer, which gives Congress a little over a year to try to beat them to the punch. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.